This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Junk fees. Some see them in the $45 per night destination fee in the hotel bill or the $25 charge for not booking a plane ticket on the internet. The Biden administration is pressuring companies to stop with surprise or undisclosed or too clever by half charges and to be sure people know in advance the cost of a product or service. Two major ticketing companies say they'll end hidden fees, so at least buyers using Ticketmaster and SeatGeek will have more transparency about the full price of a ticket up front. Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
Maybe you've experienced this. You think you're buying a concert ticket at one price, but when you get to the checkout, there's a whole bunch of fees added on. University of Miami professor of music industry Sarona Elton has been there.
I even remember calling out to the other room, honey, I got tickets for 100. No, I was wrong. It's 180, not 100.
The first price you see is what the artist is charging, Elton says, but the venue and the ticketing company want their cut too.
Another way to think of them is that they actually are different slices of the total ticket cost pie.
Customers just didn't know they had to pay for all those slices until they were near the end of the transaction. But now that will be more clear from the start. These moves are voluntary, but regulators have been scrutinizing the ticketing industry, says Steve Tedelis, an economics professor at UC Berkeley.
These businesses understand that the writing's on the wall. We might as well do it now voluntarily instead of having it forced upon us.
Being more transparent could save some face for Ticketmaster. Their parent company is reportedly facing an antitrust investigation. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.